Ontarians looking for a secular alternative to a religious wedding ceremony now have more options at their disposal, thanks in part to Peterborough MPP Dave Smith. The Progressive Conservative MPP was the co-sponsor of a private members' bill to amend the Marriage Act, which received royal assent in December of 2025, and which gives members of provincial parliament the authority to perform civil wedding ceremonies. Now, just over 6 months later, Smith has started officiating ceremonies for the newlyweds of his riding. He spoke to me over the phone about what persuaded him to pursue this expanded portfolio and how he hopes to be of service to his constituents.
So it started, there were a couple of MPPs prior to me who were authorized as clerk alternatives for their own municipality to do it. And when we got looking at this, it didn't make sense that an MPP wouldn't be able to do it. The province actually is the one who grants the authority for it. There are a few officiants who are able to do it, obviously a city clerk or a municipal clerk, as well as a justice of the peace or a judge. And then there's religious individuals, religious leaders, typically a minister or a priest, who would be able to perform a wedding that way. And then from First Nations, a band council has the ability to assign an individual at a First Nation to perform a culturally appropriate union as well. And when we looked at it, we thought, if the province has the ability to do this, the province assigns that ability to people, shouldn't the representative of the province be able to perform the weddings as well without having to go through a municipality? And that was kind of the impetus behind it. When I looked at it and spoke to Bill Walker, Bill is the former MPP for Bruce Gray Owen Sound. He was given the ability before he was elected as a clerk's alternative, and he continued doing it as the MPP, and he would do it at no charge. And when he and I talked about it, he said the big thing for him was that if you were in a municipality that didn't have a clerk who did it, then the only way that you could have a civil union, if you weren't part of a First Nation group, was to go see a justice of the peace or a judge. And that could only be done during business hours at the courthouse. And we thought, the more we talked about it, we thought this kind of left a void for someone who didn't want to have a church wedding to be able to get married at a location other than City Hall or the court. And when I looked at it here in my own riding, up in the two northern townships, they didn't actually perform those civil ceremonies. So if I lived in Apsley or north of Apsley, or I lived up in Kinmount, the only way I could have a wedding, if I was getting married, and I wanted to do it at a location, I would have to have a religious wedding. And if I wasn't someone who wanted a religious wedding, then my hands were tied on what I could do. And to me, that seems like a bit of a miss. So as the MPP, we provide services for everybody in the riding. And for me, whether I have to travel to Apsley or Havelock or Kinmount or any place in between, but I do that anyway as part of my job. So it's not a big deal. And I thought, this actually makes it easier for someone who wants to get married but doesn't want to have a religious wedding. Right. I have the ability to go anywhere in the riding and do it, and do it at no charge to that individual. So why wouldn't I try and make it a little bit easier for someone who wants to get married? I think it's one of those things that as an MPP, we should be looking at how do we make things easier for people to do what they need to do.
Absolutely. And this came about as a result of a private members bill that you co-sponsored. Can you walk me through a bit, like what the process for that was like?
So there's two ways of doing things. You can have a government bill, obviously a minister sponsors it, but as someone who's not a minister, we have three or four opportunities each term that we're an MPP to introduce legislation to make a change. And a private member's bill is typically something smaller, that you're fixing some local type of an issue. So myself and Matt Ray from Perth Wellington looked at this and decided to co-sponsor it. basically, we were just making a small amendment to the Marriage Act that added effectively one line that said that MPPs would be able to do this. Only about 1% of private members' bills actually make it into law. And this was one that, after we introduced it, we had conversations with the opposition, and everybody seemed to be in favor of it, saying that, you know, this is something that actually does make it easier for their constituents. It's not partisan. Doesn't matter what party you're involved in. You could be an independent, you could be part of the opposition or the third party or anything in between and still be able to do this. So it got support from all of the other MPPs. Because everybody else agreed with it, it was one that we were able to get passed as a private member's bill.
Incredible. Well, congratulations on that. And I hear that you have already officiated a ceremony.
I have, and we have two more that are in the works. One of them actually is not going to be in the riding. The couple have found a location that they want to do it. It's just outside of my riding, but that's okay. It's not really that far for me to travel to it. And since they live in the riding, I thought, yeah, that would be fine. I could make that work for them.
Did you have to do a lot of reading to get ready to officiate your first ceremony?
There's some legal language that I have to use. I have to ask if there is any reason why these two people shouldn't be legally married in Ontario, and you can't be related to each other. You can't be currently married to someone else, and you can't be a minor. The only other one is, you also can't be intoxicated when you go through the ceremony, because you're signing a contract, and a contract is not legal if you're intoxicated when you sign it. But aside from that, that's all that needs to be said to the group. And then for the individuals themselves, I have to ask them and be assured that they're doing this of their own free will, that no one is coercing them into it. And there's a little bit of legal language that's said there. But aside from that, those are the only requirements that need to be said. We need someone to witness it, the same as with any other type of a wedding. And then I fill out my paperwork as well. What I am required to say probably takes about 2 minutes. And then the rest of it is something that you do in discussion with those who are getting married. How would they like this? What kinds of stories would they like me to talk about? How do they want me to put it out publicly to people? So it's a special day for them.
This seems like, as you say, a small but perhaps extremely meaningful thing in the lives of your constituents. And congratulations on having this bill passed and being accredited to do this. It seems like a very exciting thing.
Thanks. I think one of the best parts about it is, because I'm the member of provincial parliament, this is a free service. And when we look at some of the expenses that the people are going through now, there's times where people are spending $40,000 or $50,000 to get married. If you want to spend your life with someone, the cost shouldn't be a barrier. If you want to do something at a park, let's say, or you want to do it at someone's backyard, and you don't have the finances to spend thousands of dollars doing it, if you're able to do it at your parents' house or your house or a friend's place, and it costs you nothing for that, you don't have to spend $500 to $1,000 to have an officiant come. I can come and do it for you at no cost. And it removes a lot of those barriers then for someone who may not have enough money to have a very nice wedding otherwise. And maybe it's just me, but I think it's a whole lot nicer to have your wedding pictures at a park than it is to have your wedding pictures inside a courtroom.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, Dave, thank you so much for your time.
You too. Thank you very much.
While not all MPPs are obliged to perform wedding ceremonies, constituents of the riding of Peterborough can arrange for Smith to perform theirs by contacting him through his riding office. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.